Rob Zicari Show. It is 11 a.m. here on the West Coast. They're actually bringing former First Lady Nancy Reagan's coffin down to, I guess, the priest. It's a huge ceremony going on right now. It's amazing, you know. You know what people talk about Trump not being presidential, and he says things that no commander in chief would say, and he's gonna be an embarrassment if he becomes the president. Well, let me tell you something. Rather, it's Scalia or Nancy Reagan. The fact that our president, Barack Hussein Obama, the fact that he doesn't go to these funerals, you know, it's pretty. I mean, geez, really? Like, really? Really? You know, like, you just really? You're in your final, what, 8 months of your presidency? I mean, you're in your final 8 months. It's not your first term. It's not the start of your second term. You're in the final 8 months. You're really, like, just coasting. And you can't hop on Air Force One and just pop into the Nancy Reagan funeral? It's, you know, you got George Bush there. I mean, it's like the who's who out here. You got W. You got the Laura, the first lady. You got Hillary Clinton, Nancy Pelosi. I mean, it really is a who's who. Jerry Brown, the governor of California. It's a ton of celebrities. Larry King. Yeah, he's still somewhat of a celebrity. The president. I mean, Michelle Obama's there. I mean, the president of the United States couldn't pop in. I mean, I don't know. I would say that is disrespectful. I would. I would say that's. I mean, if you're going to say, what kind of president would Donald Trump be? What kind of president would swear? That's so disrespecting of the office. Well, I don't know. Like, the not going to the Nancy. I mean, you got Antonin Scalia. I'm not going to go to that funeral. Next to Jackie O. Next to JFK's wife. You. I don't know, arguably have one of the most famous and well-recognized first ladies that has ever lived. I mean, yeah, you could, you know, Eleanor Roosevelt, yeah, sure, but Nancy Reagan. I mean, it really was the icon of first ladies. Just, well, you know, I think this president has done a lot of things that were not very presidential. And again, it's kind of ironic that their funeral, their masses, their things that that a religious service, a Catholic religious service, is taking place, and the president does not want to be there. I'm not saying anything. Don't get the tin hat conspiracies out, but you know, when you hear press secretaries say, well, you know, for the president to come in town, it creates a bit of a disturbance. You know, you have the Secret Service detail. They have to sweep the area. So it's kind of a big deal. And for him to listen, this thing has already been swept. They're at the Presidential Library of Ronald Reagan. You got W there. You got Jerry Brown there. You got Nancy Pelosi there. You got Hillary Clinton there. You got James Baker there. I mean, yeah, you got the who's who of administrations, please. All of a sudden, Obama and his motorcade and the security detail wasn't going to throw everything off. Don't give me that. Don't give me that. This place is like the fortress of solitude. There must be 100 agents at this place now. Even before this started, to go see Nancy Reagan, you couldn't drive your car up. You had to take a shuttle. Talk about security. Please. This place is secure. Nothing's going on here. Nothing's going on here. But anyways, I digress. You got Canadian PMs there. You got prime ministers. I'm gonna get nuts. I'm gonna get nuts over here. I'm gonna get nuts. I'm gonna get silly.